Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." There's an old Vacation Bible School song. Share a little bit of your love. The refrain goes like this. Share a little bit of your love, my friends. Share a little bit of your love. Share a little bit of your love, my friends, and it'll come back to where it began. The refrain teaches about love. When we give love, we receive love, not always in the same way or from the same person, but love always comes back to us when we are loving people. And Jesus commanded, we heard that, Jesus commanded that we love one another as he loved us. In some ways, it seems a little strange to command love. I look at it this way. In a sense, God commands fish to swim. God commands birds to fly. God commands flowers to be beautiful. That's how they're created. So when Jesus commands us to love, he's telling us to be what we're created to be human means to love. The Vacation Bible School song has two verses. The first verse begins, "Watch it grow." After we share our love, the song invites us to step back and watch the love grow. But then the verse changes to the words, "Help it grow." As disciples, we are called to help love grow in our lives. The second verse begins, "See it shine." Take a step back and bask in the light of love that we have shared. But again, the verse changes. Help it shine. As disciples, we help love shine in the world around us. In a way, loving others is like breathing. Jesus could command us to breathe. It keeps us alive. It's a good thing to breathe. Love is also good for us. Love keeps our souls alive. Love is who we are. Whether we're students, teachers, laborers, technicians, administrators, doctors, nurses, musicians, writers, mothers, fathers, children. The list is infinite. Love is who we are as human beings, whatever we do, whatever our lot in life, we are called to love one another. It's who we are. Love for us is like breathing. Let's talk about breathing a moment. Remember when God appeared to Moses at the burning bush? God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian slavery back home to the promised land through that 40 years in the desert. At the burning bush, God revealed the divine name. Moses asked, "Who should I say sent me?" And God said, "This is my name, Yahweh." Now in English, that Hebrew name for God is usually spelled with just four letters. YHWH, Yahweh, YHWH. Bible scholars refer to this four-letter name of God as the tetragrammaton. Tetra is Greek for four, and grammaton is Greek for letters. Four letters. YHWH, Yahweh. Hundreds of books have been written about this name for God. And many books have the word tetragrammaton in the title. This name for God, Yahweh, is considered to be one of the most difficult words to translate in all of Scripture. Most of the time it's translated as I am. We recently spoke about that in the sermon where we talked about Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." Jesus comparing himself to God. Jesus basically saying he himself is Yahweh. I am. God's name Yahweh, YHWH, appears almost 7,000 times in the Old Testament. 7,000. Now here's some Bible trivia for you. Almost every translation, when you read through the Old Testament, has the word Lord capitalized. All of the letters are capitalized, L-O-R-D. When that happens, the translators are sending us a signal that that's the place that Yahweh is used. That's the word, the name that God gave to Moses. Now there's a theory that I absolutely love about the name Yahweh. The theory says that the name Yahweh is actually the sound of breathing. YH is inhaling and WH is exhaling. This theory says that every breath we take is the name of God. Whether we're happy, or sad, afraid, or anxious, even when we're sleeping, we're breathing the name of God. A baby's first breath is the name of God. The name of God is spoken when a child shouts in astonishment. A sigh of frustration or a gasp when in pain is a prayer to God. Every breath of a panic attack is a prayer crying out the name of God for help. Every time our lungs are filled with joy and laughter, the name of God is breathed. Even in our sin and our wrongdoing, God is there in every breath, reminding us who we are, calling us back out of our sin. With every breath we take, God is ready to forgive us. With every breath we take, God is inviting us to repent and receive forgiveness. We breathe about 20,000 times every day. Even if we're not aware of it, God is present in every breath we take. I can't tell you the number of times that medical professionals, friends, and family have advised me in times of stress and anxiety, breathe. This is a God thing. Breathe. This is my advice on Backpack Sunday. Students and parents, teachers, administrators, staff, in this coming school year, breathe. Breathe the name of God. God is always with you. And this is good and holy advice for all of us, wherever we find ourselves. Breathe. Jesus said there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And then Jesus calls us friends. Jesus laid down his life for us and for our salvation. For me, when I read and hear the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, one of the most powerful statements I hear, one of the most moving phrases I hear, touches me to the depths, is when we hear, "He breathed his last." Jesus breathed his last breath on the cross for us and for our salvation. Jesus breathed his last breath for the forgiveness of sins. There's one thing about the song, "Share a Little Bit of Your Love," that every time I pull it out to sing it, it stops me in my tracks a little bit. It's the words, "a little bit." Really? Share a little bit of your love? Just a little bit? But as I think about it, it makes sense. We start out with a little. And then as disciples, our little bit of love is multiplied. Just like the feeding of the 5,000, which we've talked about in the last several weeks, with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, they are multiplied. Our little bit of love is multiplied. And when all of us together, in the name of Jesus, even with a little bit of love, sharing that, God multiplies and grows our love. And God, through us, changes the world. This love that Jesus is talking about isn't that warm feeling of love. Love is action. Share a little bit of your love means to share love in acts of kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and generosity. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "I appoint you to go and bear fruit." And Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. When you do what Jesus commands us, when we love, we are friends of Jesus. When we do, to love is to do. So love's more than a feeling. Love is an action. Kathy's prelude today was variations on the theme, Jesus loves me. Our whole lives are to be breathing variations of Jesus loves me. The love that Jesus has for us is to be shared all throughout our lives in an infinite variety of ways. This love, these actions involve sacrifice. Jesus said, laying down your life for one's friends is the greatest thing we can do. And sometimes we need to lay down our lives. We need to lay down our ego. We need to lay down our need to be right. We need to lay down our own convenience. We need to lay down our time. We need to lay down our gifts and talents. We need to lay these down for others, giving them away in actions of love. As disciples of Jesus, love begins with breathing.
Yahweh.
And then we translate that breath into action, into kindness, generosity, forgiveness, service, a helping hand, an offer of prayer, encouragement, support, a word of comfort, and so on and so on. As disciples, we breathe love. Let us pray. Let us breathe. Breathe peace. Breathe faith. Breathe hope. Breathe forgiveness. Breathe love. Breathe love. Breathe love.